Chapter 33. Last woman died, and the Spartans of Australasia were extinct. The whites always mean well, when they take human fish out of the ocean and try to make them dry and warm, and happy and comfortable in a chicken coop. But the kindest hearted white man can always be depended on to prove himself inadequate, when he deals with savages. He cannot turn the situation around, and imagine how he would like it to have a well-meaning savage transfer him from his house, and his church and his clothes, and his books and his choice food to a hideous wilderness of sand and rocks and snow, and ice and sleet and storm and blistering sun, with no shelter, no bed, no covering for his and his family's naked bodies, and nothing to eat but snakes and grubs and offal. This would be a hell to him, and if he had any wisdom he would know that his own civilization is a hell to the savage, but he hasn't any, and has never had any, and for lack of it, he shut up those poor natives in the unimaginable perdition of his civilization, committing his crime with the very best intentions, and saw those poor creatures waste away under his tortures, and gazed at it, vaguely troubled and sorrowful, and wondered what could be the matter with them. One is almost betrayed into respecting those criminals, they were so sincerely kind, and tender, and humane, and well-meaning. They didn't know why those exiled savages faded away, and they did their honest best to reason it out. And one man, in a like case in New South Wales, did reason it out and arrive at a solution. He is from the wrath of God, which is revealed from heaven against cold ungodliness and unrighteousness of men. That settles it. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.